Good afternoon. Hazy sunshine will continue to mix with clouds through the afternoon. While temperatures will be down a bit from yesterday, thanks to a northeasterly breeze, we'll still have decent levels of humidity, and in some cases enough to touch off a scattered shower or thunderstorm as we head toward the evening hours. This activity will die out overnight, and after high temperatures reach the upper 70s and lower 80s, we'll go back down into the 60s for overnight lows with areas of fog developing once again. Tomorrow, a generally dry day with a mix of sun and clouds, still high relative levels of humidity and temperatures in the lower to mid-80s. Another disturbance will head our way for Friday night and Saturday. A few scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible as it passes through. Otherwise, generally dry with mostly cloudy skies, warm and humid again with temperatures in the middle 80s. We'll look for another weak disturbance to pass through on Sunday with hazy sun and a scattered shower or thunderstorm and highs back into the mid-80s before a stronger disturbance develops out to our west for Labor Day. This trough of low pressure and an associated cold front will make its way toward us by the end of the day Monday. Out ahead of it, scattered showers and thunderstorms will become increasingly more likely, otherwise mostly cloudy skies on Monday with highs in the lower 80s. This trough of low pressure will still be sweeping through on Tuesday with the risk of a shower, otherwise in and out sunshine, breezy and cooler weather as highs drop back into the upper 70s with middle and upper 70s in dry weather on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms in eastern North Dakota through the upper Mississippi Valley and western Great Lakes. The atmosphere will destabilize in the wake of morning storms and south and west of a warm front, with moderate to strong instability expected by late afternoon. Vertical shear from 30 to 40 knots will support the potential for supercells, but storms may eventually evolve into clusters as they develop southeastward toward the Great Lakes area. Isolated large hail and damaging wind will be the main threats. And heat advisories continue for the Corn Belt into the upper Mississippi Valley and parts of the northern plains. In Minneapolis, highs will be in the lower 90s once again today, and with unseasonably high dew points in the 70s, the heat index will be around 100 degrees again. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 115 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 33 at Seneca, Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny near 80, Boston mostly cloudy with an isolated shower in the upper 60s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the mid 80s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 78 degrees, the average low 58, the record high 95 set in 1953, and the record low 34 in 1982. Sunrise this morning was at 6:17 a.m., sunset this evening 7:34 p.m., 13 hours and 17 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with the chance of a shower or thunderstorm and highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds and a bit humid today with the chance of a shower or thunderstorm and highs right around 80. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of some hazy sun and clouds today, humid with a scattered shower or thunderstorm and highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy, warm and somewhat muggy tonight with lows near 60. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of hazy sun and clouds and humid today with the chance of a shower or a thunderstorm and highs around 80. Partly cloudy, warm, and muggy tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of some hazy sun and clouds and humid today with a scattered shower or thunderstorm and highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds again, warm and humid, lower to mid 80s. Showers and thunderstorms possible on Saturday, otherwise mostly cloudy and humid in the mid-80s. Warm and humid again on Sunday in the mid-80s, just the risk of a scattered shower or thunderstorm. Mostly cloudy Labor Day. Showers and thunderstorms likely by the end of the day, lower 80s. A leftover shower Tuesday and a mix of sun and clouds Wednesday. High temperatures midweek next week back into the 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.